Welcoming in one of our favorite guests of the week, my man David Barbie. How are you this Thursday morning, sir?
I'm fantastically well, Logan. How are you this morning?
Just, as you put, fantastically well myself. So great to have you on here.
It's great to be here. I'm not on the airport shuttle this week.
Oh, good.
We had some beautiful weather last night at the baseball field. Ronald Acuna has hit a home run.
Finally, Acuna gets off the home run drought. I was wondering what kind of audience you had this morning, but it sounds like it's maybe just you and your coffee cup this morning.
And me, the coffee cup, my cat sitting at dutiful attention, either at me doing this or looking at his food bowl.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to get to the Athens Little League Report right now. I do have a couple of names for you afterwards. David was supposed to leave me a couple. He did not do it. So I have reached into the well, and I'll preface this by saying I have no idea if I've picked good names or not. So I hope I don't throw something too obscure your way. We'll see in just a couple minutes. But for now, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. David, take it away with what happened on the Little League fields last night.
Here we go. From Holland Park last night, we're getting right down to the end of the season, and we got a lot of great games. Over on softball, back-and-forth game, AKO Signs edged out TSC's Team Sports 12-9. TSC Team Sports' Courtney Coffeen pitched an amazing game, struck out the side in the second inning. Their offense was led by Gabby Campbell and Aiden Williams with some excellent base running by Demi Thomas. Strong defense by Caitlin Thiem and Caddy Groh kept it close for the visiting team. AKO Signs played their most complete game of the season with strong pitching by Izzy Morgan and gold glove work at catcher by Penn Davis. The offense was led by Kira Law, who had two doubles, Sani Lam, who hit her first home run of the season. Alin Robinson, Vanessa Rodriguez, Leah Freeman each had hits for the home team, and the speedy Louisa Lefty Norris scored two runs on the night, including the go-ahead run in the third inning to seal the victory for AKO Signs. On the baseball side, in AAA, we had a game between the Butler Properties Bombers and Tom Ellis Construction. Really nice pitching by both teams in an uncharacteristically low-scoring AAA game. The Bombers jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first one. Action Jackson Glazer stole home with some super heads-up base running. Tom Ellis tied it at one, where it remained until the bottom of the third when Whit Butler drove in a run with an 0-2 pitch. Every coach loves that one. Final score, Butler Properties 5, Tom Ellis Construction 2. For the Bombers, David Norris, and another nice start on the mound. Four innings pitched, seven strikeouts, and Jackson Glazer, the stealer of home. He was 2-for-2, hit a triple, and got three stolen bases. Nice game behind the plate for Jackson, too. For Tom Ellis Construction, Shane Walls, nice game on the mound. He went three innings and struck out three. Also in AAA, Hayward Allen Furies and Caden Spank. Hayward Allen got some good pitching from Markell Smith, who was making his debut on the mound, and David Tingle, who came on relief. Tingle also distinguished himself at the plate, executing a suicide squeeze bunt that scored Corey Johnson. Corey also crushed a 2 RBI ball to the center field fence, but was thrown out at home on a perfectly executed cutoff play by Jennings Holloway. He fired it to Kenwell Jones. He fires it to Troy Rucker for the out. But the final score in this one, Hayward Allen 13, Caden Spank 7. For Caden Spank, Troy Rucker, an inside the park home run. Jennings Holloway, perhaps deciding that if you want the job done right, do it yourself. He switched from catcher to relief pitching early in the game and came in and struck out the side. Despite putting the bat on the ball, Caden Spank was stymied by the work of the Hayward Allen infield combination of Micah Bailey, Colton Carty, and Warren Miller. Warren Miller also made his switch hitting debut last night. He picked up an RBI hit. Colton and Markell also both had RBI hits. Now we move over to the majors. Northeast Sales, Synovus Bank. Synovus has been the hottest team in the league lately. They've been on a winning streak. Northeast Sales has a great team, and they've been having a great season, but they have been on an uncharacteristic losing streak, and it looked like those two trends were going to continue. Synovus had a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth, but Northeast Sales' Kai Gambill Hernandez came up clutch, walk-off, 2 RBI base hit. First one tied it, second one won it, 3-2 for Northeast Sales. Crawford Groh, I could just write in every little league report I do, hit a home run. He did it again last night, hit his latest monster shot. This was a solo number. Next game, Chase Park 10, First American nothing. This is the second consecutive shutout for the Chase Park pitching staff. This time it was Reese Walton, Wes O'Neill, and Colton Eberhard who combined in that effort. They got some great support from their defense, which has really been playing some lights-out baseball down the stretch. Zakarian Sims, he made several excellent plays at shortstop and second base. Colton Eberhard, before he moved to the mound, had several nice plays at first. And Charlie Walton made what might have been the play of the night. First American was threatening. Runners on first and second hit a ball in the hole at shortstop. It looks like it's going into left field. Charlie made a diving play, got to his knees, and from his knees threw out the lead runner to get the out at third base where Benjamin Daniel was waiting for the ball. Great night all around for the Chase Park defense. For Chase Park, the Walton brothers led the charge on offense. Charlie was 3-for-4 with a game-winning RBI, and his brother Reese, who started the game and pitched so well, 2-for-3 with a double. Three Chase Park players scored two runs apiece. Those were Keelan Butler, Henry Scruggs, and Colton Shady Gibbons. First American, Jared Manigo and Asher McElhannon both got base hits. Asher did a nice job as starting pitcher in this one. And Parker Willimon twice was up at bat with two strikes. Both times the Chase Park pitchers went to some kind of breaking ball. The first one was a curveball. The second was a changeup. And both times he responded with base hits. Note to opposing managers, don't throw this guy an 0-2 breaking ball. He can hit it. Last game of the night was a great one. Carson Plumbing, Hawthorne Drug. Carson Plumbing took the lead with a 5-run second inning. Speaking of hitting on 0-2 counts, Price West did it too. He started their rally. Tab Butler got a single to drove in two, and Hampton Butler tripled on the first pitch he saw. That scored one. Hampton came on in relief, and he struck out five. Drew Patel and Price West came on in relief, and Bo Rentsch closed it out for Carson. They had a 6-run lead, but here comes Hawthorne Drug. At the end of the season, these teams are all incredibly well matched in the majors. They got a hit by Reed Jackson, a double by DJ Sunbury, a single by Justin Crawford, but not quite enough. Carson hung on to the win 8-7. Great game. Hawthorne got multi-hit games from Sam Williams, Reed Jackson, and Justin Crawford. Macon Davis started the game for Hawthorne Drug, struck out a couple, pitched well, and Casper Emery threw 3 1/3 in relief. For Carson Plumbing, their offense was led by Tab Butler and Hampton Johnson, both of whom had multi-hit games. And this win by Carson Plumbing sets up a battle for first place in the final regular season game against Chase Park, referred to here in the report submitted by Carson Plumbing's one of their coaches, Travis Butler. We know him from the Little League Report. He refers to his opposing team as the Fighting David Barbies. Thank you for that, Travis. Both teams are 13-5. And the interesting thing, these two teams played the first game of the season. We played the season opener 10 o'clock in the morning on opening day. And it's fitting that it all comes down to this. These are two teams that have had great seasons, and it should be a great game Friday night. Rain, go away. We want to play this game.
That's right.
And that is the Athens Little League Report for this morning.
David, great stuff as always. Okay, as mentioned, we'll get to the good stuff here. I mean, we already got the good stuff. I'm going to be wrong. But this is where Dave has a lot of fun with you. Dave did not leave me names. I'm assuming you might be up listening this morning, so I hope I picked some good ones for you.
I basically
just pulled off a list, so I'm kind of hoping you might have Google ready for me, but I know you don't need that. First name
not,
for you.
I'm not a cheater.
No, you're not a cheater. That's
it.
Right. Okay. We are on the letter D this week. So the first name I came up with, and I hope you know this, Jerry Devanen.
Jerry Devanen, utility infielder.
Awesome.
He was a baseball card of my early childhood.
Cool.
Because it seems like that he came up with the Cardinals in either the late 60s or maybe about 1970, but I distinctly remember the 1971 Jerry Devanen baseball card. And he played for a few years in the major leagues, utility infielder. No great stories about Jerry Devanen.
That's
but
okay.
Other than the fact that, yeah.
You're absolutely right. Jerry Devanen came up, let's see, he was a Padre in 69, then a Cardinal in 69 and 70. He wound up having a career. He was. It seemed like he bounced around a little bit. Baltimore, the Angels, mm-hmm. then Houston. But he had, I think, three overall stints with the Cardinals. Good job. Great job. Okay,
And an inaugural San Diego Padre in 1969. That's the first season.
Great stuff. Okay, this one had a little longer career, 20 seasons in Major League Baseball. How about Brian Downing?
I love Brian Downing.
Excellent.
I would be delighted to tell your audience about Brian Downing.
Please
Brian do. Downing initially came up with the White Sox as a catcher. The Brian Downing everybody remembers later in his career is as an outfielder and designated hitter with the Angels, and it's rare to see a player who completely transforms themselves over their career. Brian was, like I say, he was kind of a part-time catcher with the White Sox, got traded to the Angels, where they moved him to the outfield, and he became an incredibly effective leadoff man. He wasn't fast. He just got on base all the time, hit for a good average, hit some home runs. He didn't have a lot of range in the outfield. He's a catcher, but he had seasons where he made zero errors as an outfielder. It's an amazing story to look at Brian Downing's career if you, like, scroll through his stats. I read this article about him one time where he had gone from being kind of a pudgy guy early in his career to being this, like, svelte, beefy, athletic-looking fellow. And over the course of his career, apparently he actually stopped wearing glasses. So if you want an inspirational figure, I think Brian Downing is a perfect one for you.
David, I don't know how you do it, man, but it's absolutely awesome. I think Dave, if he's not listening, I'm sure he will go back and listen to this, and he'll be very proud, not only of me for coming up with names, but more importantly, you for once again being spot on the spot, not knowing anything we're going to tell you, and you nailed it as good as you could have. Congratulations, sir.
I'm glad that me having an incredibly intense yet limited range of interest in this world has finally come to some
I'm telling you, there's a golden opportunity for a 70s baseball podcast that we need to tap into sooner rather than later, David.
So call me up. I need a fourth job.
I know, right? You're not busy enough already as it is. So then what's another job to take on? So, David, thank you so much for your time. As always, every Thursday, we'll get you again next week, and I'm sure Dave will throw some names with the last name starting with E next week. So be prepared for that.
Ooh, those are going to be tough.
Gotcha.
All right.
David, enjoy your day. We appreciate your time, buddy. That is the Athens Little League Report, David Barbie's Thursday edition, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people.